Here we go. Daf Yudgim Lamed Aleph.
Nay.
Vashteita ha'omer tnu gedzel ishti shtar shukhuz el yavdi umeis lo yidnu la'achar misa. Okay, here's the case. Case of the case where the person says, okay, oh no, you're going to eat now? I don't like eating during the shit.
What
happened?
Amen.
Nay.
Hoimer, someone says to nu get zel ishti shtar shikha zel yavdi. Give this get to my wife, give this shtar shikha to my slave. And then what happened? The person umes, the person dies. The
before, is, you mean, of course, before they received
before they received it, umes. So therefore, the mishleach says, problem? give this.
Oh, the shliach dies, okay.
No, not the shliach, the mishleach dies. The one that instructed to be given. The person says, to nu get zel ishti.
Who dies here?
The person who instructed that the husband
died.
The husband died or the master died.
The husband.
Not the husband, no.
The husband, yes.
The husband died or the master.
Oh, Shlomo Rabinowitz finally came back. However, someone says, to nu get zel ishti ushtar shikha zel yavdi. And then who died? We want to welcome back to the Beis Medrash. Finally.
Did you put on your phone, the recording?
Yeah, the recording is on.
Okay.
We have to record this to prove that we did this. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We have here the Chassid, Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel, Satma Chassid, Fabrenda Satma Chassid. He has murdered a picture of the Satma Rav.
No, let's go.
And we have over here Ron Goldberg. He's a Kaltel Litvak. And we have Mr. Rapport. Mr. Rapport is a Tyra Mensch. He's his own Chassidus. He's not a Litva.
Yeah,
Kiryas Yoyel yesterday.
Yeah,
Gvaldik. Zechus Yogin Leinu.
Let's learn. He was a sat mechosid. He was selling an old fridge for $200.
What?
Slightly used fridge for $200.
All right, let's learn. Let's learn.
Only
I can bottle. I'm the only one here that's allowed to bottle.
That's the first time I ever went to
Kiryas Yoyel. Okay, for $200. I thought you went and bought a building.
I don't have money for that.
$2 million real estate building. How am I to get the ishti shtar shikha zel yavdi umeis? Who dies? The husband dies. Or the owner. We're dealing with a slave.
Right.
And the master dies. Lo yidnu li achamisa. So the shaliach, the agent, may not deliver the get achamisa, not to the wife and not to the slave. Why?
Because.
Why not to them? Because the slave already is the property of the Yoresh. The second the master dies, the slave becomes the property of the son, of the child.
If he has children, the master.
Excellent. So this, we're going now like the man, the Amar. Zochin is already free. When it comes to a slave, we learned yesterday in the Mishnah that once you give the get, the shikhar, to a shaliach, even if the shaliach has not been appointed, because zochin, so there's a machlekes. According to one man, the Amar, it is a zuchus. According to other man, it's not. So this Mishnah, obviously, is following the opinion that it's not a zuchus for a slave to go free, because a slave, as long as the slave is guaranteed parnos, and this man, the Amar, is of the opinion that a master cannot tell his slave, I'm not supporting you. So therefore, it is a
chut.
Ede or else fine. Ede misirikati. Okay, this man did right. Fine. Oiled ede misirikati. Excellent. Okay, next halacha. Let's say you say tnu manet lishpani.
What's the reason why you cannot give?
Because it's ein geli. You cannot give a get to a dead woman, to a husband, to a woman who's an almana. A get is only mechayim.
Oh, that's true.
A get shirk is only mechayim.
Of course.
What's the chiddush? Okay, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. Good question. We'll see. Very good. We'll see next. Tnu manet lishpani.
What about the guy who goes out to war, you know, he gives his get out tonight, you know, and he's still alive.
Oh, out tonight.
Yeah.
It's exactly what's his name? Ruya Chitti did to Bathsheba.
He did hand it to the shliach. Who says? Okay, let's see the Gemara. We'll see. Let's see. Next. Let's see one thing at a time. Okay, let's finish the mission. We'll do the Rashi. Tnu manet lishpani. A person says, give up money. $100. Give $100 lishpani. Umeis.
That's the shliach, yeah.
And then he dies. Yidnu liachamisa. Why? Because basically, when you just said before, because the person already got it. When you say give the money, let's see Rashi. Rashi ha'omer tnu get zel ishti garsinan b'masnitzan v'loy garsinan tain. The Mishnah says tnu. There's a difference between the word tnu and the word tain. Shleimasham liat shliach b'chayov, which means tnu. So this is what Shlomo Rabinowitz says. If the Mishnah would have said tain. Tain has a connotation that the money is already, or the get, is already in the possession of the agent.
I think the key word is zeh.
Zeh?
I'm in
Garcinan bemastisan v'loy garcinan tain. Okay, shloy mosram liad shaliach b'chayov. The shaliach did not oitz alf in the bach. The bach says ha'omer tenu get liishti. Garcinan bemastisan v'loy garcinan tain shloy mosram liad bez near b'yenai. I'm diri harosh. I don't know. Okay. Okay, let's see back at the Rashi. The word tenu means give. The word tenu has a connotation that the get is still on the table. It's still on the table. The get was not put into the hand of the shaliach. Your question. Rashi over here is coming to the question.
If
you already gave it into the hand of the shaliach, so then we already go into the machlokes that we learned yesterday in yesterday's Mishnah. Do we say that it's a zuchus for the person to be free, for the woman to be divorced, and then that's a machlokes when it comes to a slave, and then we can say zochin le'adam shloi b'fanav, the moment the get shichur went into the hand of the shaliach, it's over. The whole that was a machloikis between Rameh and the Chachamim. How come over here there is no machloikis? The only way we can avoid the machloikis and to say that this halacha follows all opinions is going where he did not even put it into his hand. He gave instructions. Right. He gave instructions, and the shichur did not come into the hand of the agent. And now the owner of the slave dies.
But in terms of the get, why is it a dafke if he didn't hand it over to the shaliach? If he didn't hand it over to the shaliach,
you're saying good, because according to Rabbi Scholz, this is a very good question. This whole machloikis obtained. He's asking this only a machloikis is when it comes to the slave. When it comes to a get isha, everyone agrees that it's a choiva for an isha to be divorced. So it does. It's a choiva. So everyone agrees then that the halacha, the same question in the Mishnah, whatever the Mishnah coming to teach you in the Mishnah, it would be even in a case where the get was given into the hands of the agent and then the husband dies. This distinction, you want to go say that the reason why there's no machlokes in the Mishnah is because we don't want to get involved in the machlokes between the chum and the chumim. Is it a zuchus or a choiva? That's only when it comes to the case. It's only when it comes to the case of the shichur.
Right.
The shichur of a slave. But when it comes to an isha, everyone agrees that it's a zuchus for a woman to, and it's not a zuchus for a woman to be divorced. So this whole dika that it says the word tenu and does not say, it says tenu, does not
really
tenu zeh,
and
does not say the word tain, should not make a difference. Excellent question. I don't know the answer. Maybe we want to be a catch all for all different cases. I don't understand. We want to be consistent. We want to be consistent.
I was thinking about that.
Okay, good. Excellent question. Next Rashi. The next Rashi says, Lo yidnu liachamis, why? Digito lehave ad moti liyode. The get is not a get until it comes into the hand of the agent. V'chi mote liyode. Liyodeha to her end. Okay, to her end, correct. V'chi mote liyodeha ha misle. Where are you going?
I'll be right back.
V'chi mate liyodeha ha misle. He's dead. Ha misle mishachrer. No, when it says over here, no, when it says, I was right, liyode means his hand, the slave. Rashi says, we say liyoda. This line in the Mishnah is referring to a get shichrur, to the slave.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not referring, you read liyodeha. No, that's not how you spell liyodeha. It would be liyodo. Okay, over here it says the mate liyode, male. Do not give the get shichur to the slave. The chimate liyode, when the get shichur reaches the hand of the slave, ha misle mishachrer. He's already dead. The master is already dead. Shaloi osani oved. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. Shaloi osani oved. Do you make that bracha today?
Yeah.
Upaka le rishusei. It's too late to free a slave.
One second, when it reaches into his hand, he already had died before.
He died. That's the case. The case is the guy died. The case
after
is,
he was given into his hand.
No, before he was given into his hand. And now the shliach will pick it up and will deliver it to the slave. The owner of the slave says to an agent. The owner of the slave says to an agent, "You see on the table, there's a get shichur. I'm appointing you to be my agent to pick it up, bring it to my slave and give it to him." And then he kicks the bucket. You know what that means, kick the bucket?
Yeah.
He dies on the spot. So then he says,
say that in Yiddish.
Before, game over. Okay? It's game over. I know certain shit I go to on Shabbos, and every time they talk about death, they never say the word death. They don't want to say the word death.
Yeah.
They say the word game over. That's game always over. The term the Maggid show uses. Mm-hmm. He always uses that term. He substitutes that term for death. The guy says, the master says to the agent, you see this get on the table? I want you to pick up that get, shechur, and deliver it to my slave. And before the agent has an opportunity to pick up the get shechur, the master, game over. Game over.
It's referring to the shliach.
Now the shliach, he has a dilemma. Should I call first the morgue, or should I pick up, do the shlichus first? It doesn't make a difference. It's too late. Once he's dead, it's too late for the agent to pick up the get shechur and deliver the get shechur. Because even if he will pick it up and give it to the slave, it's too late to free the slave because he already died.
How do you know when the master died?
He had a machine. He's a doctor. He had a machine. He determined the moment of death. They got all fatracht, and they called an ambulance, and they came, and the medical examiner came, pronounced him dead.
In those days, you know, if he was going, you know, from...
In those days, it says in the Gemara, you have to go 3 days back to the cemetery. It says in Shulchan Aruch even. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that up to three days after you bury a person, you have to go back to the cemetery to make sure that he didn't come out. Yeah.
Do they do that today?
No, they don't do it today. They don't, but in time, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Befakhin al Hames Gimel Yamim. Because you're not sure he really died. They didn't know.
But today we know for sure.
We don't know nothing. Who says we know anything today?
Because there have been stories where they found the person was really
in the morgue. Of course, I'm saying in time of time, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Befakhin al Hames Gimel Yamim. You go every day for 3 days to the cemetery.
Why 3 days? Why
because up to 3 days, the person can live without water and food. Maybe the person is still alive. They bury them in shallow graves. They didn't bury them deep down
in
the ground.
For up to 7 days, you can go without food and drink, whatever. Okay.
3 days. They go to the cemetery. They bury them in shallow graves. You never know. Maybe the guy's really still alive. So you go and you check in the cemetery. He's still alive. Today, we don't do this. Do you think we really know today when a person dies? Who says we know? The machine says there's no activity. Just because there's no activity, who says we really know what's going on today? We think we know everything today.
Vita. Somebody gets out of the grave.
Why? There are many stories of people that go out by a funeral. By a funeral where the guy knocks on the coffin. What am I doing in here?
When did this happen?
There are stories like this. By a funeral, the guy inside is not really dead. They made a mistake. They thought he was dead. The doctor thought he was dead. He wasn't really dead. He's still alive. And he knocks. I know Sony told me, he told his children that when I die, I'm telling you now, the hespedim, don't you dare talk more than 10 minutes. And if you give a hesped for me more than 10 minutes apiece, I'm going to pick myself up and walk out.
Nice job.
Mr. Rapport, I'm happy you're smiling. Weiter.
When was the last time you heard such a story that he really wasn't dead then?
My uncle, my great uncle, he was in the morgue during the war, and all of a sudden woke up in the middle of the morgue in the war, and the nurse that was there, she flipped out. She almost lost her mind because she thought that he came out of the dead. He wasn't really dead. They thought he was dead. They put him away. They put him away with all the bodies. But he was really still alive. And he came out. He came from the dead. Mm-hmm. Vaita. Okay, so we learned the mission over here. And there's no such thing as the Apocalypse of Truth to the Master.
What difference does it make? And let's say...
What it was like during the time until they brought him back? Was he literally out of it? In a coma or something?
No, I don't think so. It was during the war. During the war, they didn't go take person's pulse. They thought the guy was dead. He just probably was sleeping. He was emaciated. He was very sick, and he ended up living a very long life afterwards. He lived a very long life after that. But at that point in time, he was in the matzah where they thought he was dead. They put him with all the dead bodies. He didn't know what was going on. Then all of a sudden, he wakes up. Where am I? Where am I? That's right. That's right. 100%.
How many people were buried?
Were buried alive, and they die and they die from suffocation in the grave instead of being they shot people. They shot people in Babi Yar. You got to read what they did in Babi Yar. Oy, gewalt. You get mamash, can't sleep for weeks. To read what went on in Babi Yar in Ukraine. They had everyone stand up and they shot them on the top of this big pit. And suddenly they were so terrified, they just fell into the grave before they were shot. And they were alive. And in the middle of the night, they came out. And some people never came out. They just drowned there in the blood of other people. Oy, gewalt. What went on?
But you're saying that.
Vaita, let's go.
Let's talk about the living.
We stand with Ukraine.
He says, take this.
No, I don't. I don't stand with Ukraine. You stand with Ukraine?
No.
I don't stand with Ukraine.
So
I don't stand with
Ukraine. Let's get back to the Gemara. If he says, he says to the agent, I want you to pick up this and give it, and he dies before he had a chance. And what
it's
would
too
happen,
late.
But what would happen if he picks it up and then he dies?
Oh, zochel shabefana. That would be machlokes.
Oh, but if, as long as he doesn't, then according to across the
it's
board,
too late. Because once he dies, what happens to the slave? The slave goes be Yerusha to the next generation.
Uh-huh.
It goes be Yerusha. So the master has no shlita. He has no koyach to go and free the slave. He's no longer his property. The slave goes be Yerusha to the next generation.
Right.
Right. Omer Yitzchak. No, he wasn't a shchimera. It was a sudden death.
Shchimera means that he's dying. He's
he was a goises. He wasn't. He's not a shchimera. No.
There's a whole shchanor about that.
He's not a shchimera. That's not the case. Let's say he told. Let's say he was killed. He wasn't a shchimera. From the time my shokai, from the time that until the agent got around to getting the get, the person died. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Mishmei Rav Derav, Vehu Shetzuhun Munachem Mikaren Zavis. The case here is going. Now we're going to the third part of the Mishnah. The third part of the Mishnah, which there was no comment on Rashi. The third part of the Mishnah was the person says to someone, I want you see on the table, there's money, there's cash. In my mattress, there's a lot of money. I want you to go and take the money and give the money, give a money. Only $100. You gave someone $200 yesterday? Only a money, $100.
The
owner, the last part of the Mishnah.
Tenu
money liish plani. Someone says, I want you to give $100. How come this other guy didn't come tonight? This didn't come tonight's row, the other guy. Tnu money lish plani. This guy says, I want you to give money, $100 lish plani, umes. And then that person, the owner of the money, he dies. So it says here, yitnu li achamis. Oh, that you can do. Now we did not really explain this part of the Mishnah. Now comes the Gemara to explain the pshat in the Mishnah. I'm Rav Yitzchak. We're going down the third part of the Mishnah. Rav Yitzchak. Bar Shmuel bar Marta b'shmei d'rab. Who should sibun munachem al bekeren zavis? When Reuven says, I'll give names. Reuven says, I want you to go give to Shimon $100. So along comes the Gemara. The only time, and then Reuven dies. So it says in the Mishnah, Shimon. I'm sorry. So let's say Levi is the agent. Reuven says to the agent. Levi is the agent. Levi, I
so
want
Reuven
you.
Says to Levi. Yeah.
Levi, I want you to pick up $100 of my money and give it to Shimon. And before Levi gets a chance to pick up the $100, Reuven dies. So now, after Reuven died, can Levi go pick up the $100 and give it to Shimon?
Yes.
So the Mishnah says yes. Along comes the Gemara to qualify the statement. Okay, to make a condition. The money is readily available.
He didn't say Zed, did he?
It says in the Mishnah, Tenu. Tenu money liish plani.
Give. Into
he said, "Okay, fine, whatever it is. I don't know. You make the yukim, which I'm not familiar with." Tenu. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Only in one condition: the money is readily available. The money is in the Karen Zavis.
There is money
on the table. He doesn't have to go repossess assets. There's no tircha. The money isn't in sight.
Who?
A corner.
If it was not at the corner, it was just on the table?
No, it means if it's not in this location, it's not readily available. I have to go search for it.
Oh, I
got to go through all the drawers. I got to go through all the bank accounts. I got to see what they can go do an FBI, CIA, MS, what's it called? MI6, MI5 investigation, NSA, to find the money. For who? Shet Sabudin Umunachim Bekenen Zavis. Look at Rashi. Look at the Halakha Rashi. Hail Karashi. It's Hashem's Torah. Vuhu, if you don't say Hashem's name when you learn the Gemara, then it's no good. You have to always acknowledge that this is Hashem's Torah. You have to remember that. Otherwise, what are we learning over here? We're learning over here. Science book? Vuhu Shetz Rashi. Mone Diktani Masnisan Bitsibudim Umunachim Amos Baskin. We're dealing over here with the money is in sight. You can see where the money is. The Armani says, money zed to know this money.
So not what you just said. He has to go search for it. He shows him this money.
So I just said only where the money is available. Not where the money you have to go search for it. I made a mistake then.
In the drawer or something.
No, I told you no. I told you if he has to go look in the drawer, it's no good.
I got what you're saying. Okay.
Money zed to know Luplani. Okay, that's the case. Let's back to the Gemara. B'maya skinan, what is the case? Ilema b'bari Oh, this is what you asked. Shlomo Rabinowitz. Shlomo Rabinowitz, you learned this Gemara already? You learned today's daf already?
17 times.
Today, you learned this 37. You learned 70 times already? You heard from Shuli today's the shir? Okay, Omar, another Magad Shuli you listened to. But my Askinan.
I didn't listen to anybody today.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
But my Askinan.
You know Shas Balpeh.
Ron Goldberg says that you know Shas Balpeh.
B'mayaskinan,
if the person who's going to die, who has not yet died, he's still healthy. He's in good shape. He's going to die, but not yet.
He's a ghostus?
No, he's not a ghostus. Bibori, he's a healthy, gesunde person.
A bori.
He's a bori, a healthy person. So then, my even bori, ki tzibur mehave. Who cares the money is tziburin? Holoi moshach. You don't give it. It's not his money to give anymore. If the person is still alive and he makes the statement, give this $100 to Plony, and then he dies, and the shaliach has not yet picked up the money, it's not the shaliach's business to touch that money. Because that money, that asset, goes down Birusha to the closest kin, and the shaliach has no business over the money.
Even if he owes
the money? Yeah, kesef, yeah.
You talk about even if he owes
the money? We're not discussing that, but yeah, even if he owes kesef.
What we're talking about is
there's no lien. There's no lien on the money. Cash is no lien on cash. Holoi moshach. So that cannot be the case. If the person who will die is at this moment in time a healthy person, and then he dies, and now the shaliach wants to take the money, he's not allowed to take the money.
So
kitzibur, and just because the money is called my have, what difference does it make? Holoi moshach. The shaliach did not yet pick up the money. If the shaliach would have picked up the money when he was alive, then zochin le'adam shaloi b'fanav. So what then is the case? B'shchiv meira. The case must be going with the person who says, give the $100 to so-and-so. He is on his deathbed. The clock is ticking. Bottom of the ninth. It's soon going to be game over. My frek the gemar ebazei. What difference does it make if the money is tziburin, the money is piled, in other words, the money is available, it's in sight, or the money is hidden away in some Swiss bank account? What difference does it make? My area, tziburin, what difference does it make if the money is piled up high? Ki ein tziburin, even if it's not piled high, nami, tocha kaiman, because we pass in halacha lemaisa, de divrei shchiv meira, we pass that if a person is on his deathbed, he makes a declaration. Is therefore what's going on?
As if it was in writing.
So now we're coming over here. So Amrav Zvid,
so actually, if he says it, it's as if he wrote it.
There's a special halacha that a shchiv meira, what comes out of his mouth, is equivalent to a document signed and sealed. It's over. So therefore, the money already is delivered, and it doesn't make a difference where the money is.
Yeah.
Even if the money is hidden away in some,
he still has to give it.
In some account you never heard of, in some country you never heard of, it's automatically the person's property.
Right.
So we have a cash. Okay, let's go back. We're going to the case the person is healthy.
Right.
The person who has died has not yet died. He's a healthy person. Bibari. So here's the case. Today we are being zoicha to learn the sugya of what's called the Maimot Shloshtan. It's an unbelievable sugya. A healthy person. And the person says, and the case is going where money is owed to someone else. It's a unique situation. So Reuven owes money to Shimon.
Right.
Okay, Reuven. And Reuven is in the room, and Levi is in the room. And Shimon says, Reuven, you owe me money, right? I owe you money. How much do you owe me? $100. I want you to give it to Levi. So that is called
my money. Agent want you to give
not
it.
No agent of it. Let's see. Amrav Manli Biyotcha. Reuven says, Reuven says to Shimon, do you owe me $100? Do you owe me? Yes, I do. So Shimon, instead of giving me the $100, I want you to give the money to Levi.
Okay.
Manli Biyotcha. Tineu loy leploini, give it leploini, b'mamid shloshtan in the presence of all three, if they're all together in the room, kana. Now let's explain this very carefully. Look at the Rashi's first.
Yeah.
Rashi, first go back up one Rashi, Bibori. Matnas bori b'metaltalin yochol lachzor boi ad sheyim shoich. V'yorshoi nami motzi l'machader bei al aliba demand the lesle mitzvahs l'kaim divrei hames. That Rashi that we did that Gemara already. We're not going to do that Gemara, but that Gemara is a mouthful. Rashi over there just explains the lumbus of the previous Gemara. That if a person says to an agent, pick up the money and give it to so-and-so. And before the agent picks up the money, the person who owns the money dies. So now, what is the halacha? The halacha is the agent cannot pick up the money. Why not? Because even if the owner was alive, the owner has the option of changing his mind. Charata. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's not a done deal until the agent picks up the money. Or more than that, until he picks up the money.
What is he adding? Yarshoy?
Oh, why didn't you go say, but now, so what happened? He died. So who owns the money? Who owns the money? The children own the money. So why don't we go say that the children have an obligation? There's a naya halacha, a new halacha is introducing over here, Rashi, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. You think we're going the whole shulchan aruch over here today, all different sugyas.
There's no mitzvah to...
Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So therefore, why don't we go say that now when the person dies, the agent has the right to proceed and pick up the money and deliver the money to the recipient because of the principle, the halachic principle of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. If the father... What? So what does Rashi say? The less lay mitzvah. No, he doesn't say that. It's a very yes, a very good kasha. Why don't you go say less lay divrei hames? He doesn't say that. Rashi says. Rashi matnas bari b'metaltalin yochol lachzor boi ad sheyimshech until the recipient pulls into his rishus.
Yeah.
So since over here the agent did not pick up the money, the living person, the person who died, would have been able to have charat until the very last moment. So therefore, it's too late. Then the yob. Now, but he's asking another question. Fine. So he died. So it was never given because he could have changed his mind until the very last moment. Now that he died, what happens to the money? The money is no longer the property of the original person because he died. Who is it the property of now?
Children.
The children. So why don't we say that the agent should continue to proceed and pick up the money and deliver it, because the children have a duty to follow the wishes of their father. Even though indeed it's not the money of the children,
yeah.
But there's a principle in halacha called mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. And that should be strong enough to allow the agent to retrieve the money and deliver the money to the intended recipient. Along comes Rashi, tremendous chiddush, that this man the Omar, the Yerusha Nami Motzi L'Mahadabe Aliba to have changed their mind. I don't want to give it. I don't want the money to be given to the recipient. Why? Oh, but don't the children have an obligation to fulfill their father's request? Last will and testament. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. That is subject to a disagreement among the rabbis. And here we are following the man that holds that there is no obligation L'Kayim Divrei Hames. Aliba demand the Amar.
I thought that's only applicable once he has in his rishus the agent. Then we say mitzvah that the yarshim have to listen to the chafanam saying.
No.
Once the shliach has it, it belongs to the.
If the shliach already picked up the money when the father was alive, it automatically would have become immediately the property of the recipient, because zochin la'adam shleibefanav. He didn't do it. He didn't pick it up yet. So because he did not pick it up, we don't say that just his deed or his words alone automatically have transferred the money to the recipient, because in truth, the giver can always change his mind until the very last moment. And because he died, and the agent never actually picked it up, so there was never an acquisition to the recipient. Now, who does it belong?
Why does that have to do with mitzvah l'kayim?
Because the halach, if you would hold... Rashi is being megalit that if you would hold of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, even if the money is now the property of the child, the child has a duty. Okay, in a chanami, we'll get to that. In a chanami. In a chanami. We're not yet up to tziburin. Let's first get to the basic principle. Over here, Rashi is being megalit that we're going l'fi the man the Omar. No, that is exactly the chiddush of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is with your money that you were yorish from your father. That's exactly the point.
He says the only
Oh, because if you would hold a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, exactly what you're saying, then it's mashma, that the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis goes so far that even though technically now it's your money, you have to give up of your money, which you were yoyresh from your father, l'kayim divrei hameis. Because that's what Rashi is saying. Why then does Rashi have to perform that?
We're going. I hear
so Rashi is being megale to us that the principle of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis means even though it's your money, it's mamish your money, because that money came into your possession through Yerusha, and it was your father's will that this money go to someone else, there is a, you're obligated to take what's now called your money and give it away to your father who wanted to have it. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. That's how far it goes. You're right, it's a tremendous chiddush.
Obviously, there's something wrong with that because you see that he makes a difference of where the money was standing.
We're not up to that yet. Okay.
Yeah, we did the
Mishnah. Okay, let's go right. B'maymot shloshton kone. Ulekamon b'farish taimot v'tziburin b'inon d'sova rav zvit lo amar rav kone ela b'pikadoin d'koni lei kol heicha d'isa. Only when it's a pikadoin, which means that you have the exact item, the konilei, the recipient is koine b'chol heich, wherever it is. Okay, so the Gemara is going to explain the lumnus in a few moments. We have the Gemara here is introducing us to a new sugya in Choshe Mishpat. Okay, this is a big sugya. When you get tested for smicha on the whole shas, and they talk to you the sugya in Choshe Mishpat, you have to know Mr. Goldberg is going to be fluent in the sugya of Maimid Shloshtan. Money, someone owes me money. And you say to him, don't give it to me, give the money to so-and-so. That is called...
Is that like
no! What should Rav Nosson do with this? No! That means you can be Toveya. Shemud Rav Nosson means you can be Toveya. I can just right away go and take the money from whoever owes you the money. The different sugya. Here, now, but there's a condition. Maimid Shloshtam, the law comes out of Gemara in the Gittin, and after you give Lomad Al, it's Megale, that Maimid Shloshtam, there's one condition. Tziburin. So when they test you for the Chinah and Dayanis.
The whole case is not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah was talking about when the person, yeah, the recipient of the gift was not around. It's a child of Shlichus, if the Shlichus is Makuyim or not. Maimon means that the person is around.
No, right, they're all alive, and then he dies. The case of the Mishnah is going Maimon Shlosh. That's what the Gemara is being Megal, which means what happened in the Mishnah? A person says.
Didn't we think until now that the Mishnah is talking about that the ultimate recipient is not around?
It's not around. It's far away. Is the other end of the world. He's
right,
in.
I would say Maimon Shlosh is the guy's here?
Yes.
There's
now.
No,
right, there's no. The case of the Mishnah
Maskil. He said, give this money to this guy standing there. Where's Shlichus going to get involved?
Right, fine, there's no Shlichus. You're right, there is no Shlichus. Absolutely. You're right, there's no Shlichus. The case of the Mishnah is going. Let's do the steps. First, let's understand what is Maimon Shloshtan. Maimon Shloshtan, you owe me money. Where's the money? The money is here in the bag. Okay, good. That money belongs to me, right? Yes, it does. Don't give it to me, give it to this guy. Give it to this guy. We now say that's the case of the Mishnah. Let me prove it to you. Let me read you what it says in the Masifta, because Rashi doesn't follow through. Rashi, like you said, your good point, he's not, Rashi is here for whatever he's not following through. And I'll read you what it says over here in the Masifta. Kone, amakabel amatan esamana, af shadayin lo nosan lo yanifkad esamana. The af, I'm reading you now what it says in the Masifta, to follow through. The Af Mishnah Seinu, our Mishnah, Oisekes Kisha Omar Zois B'mamit Shloshtan Ulekach Ach Af La'ach. And what's the Chidden Mishnah being Mechadesh that we don't already know? Af La'ach. No, the Mishnah, what's, is not, the Mishnah is not teaching you Maimit Shloshtan. Maimit Shloshtan is an old time Zois Lefonim B'Yisrael Ala Geula Ve'la Tzmura L'kayim kol dovar. This is an alta maisa. We know about the sugi of Maimit Shloshan Mishanim Kadmonios, way before the Zayde. The Gemara, yeah. Gemira Stas, it's on my base. We'll get that in a second. But what's the Mishnah being Mechadesh that we don't already know? Because the Stam Azoi, Maimit Shloshan, everyone lives happily ever after. Okay? You owe me money? Yes. Where is the money? Right here. Instead of giving me the money, give it to the other guy. The moment you say that, it's automatically, immediately the property of the other person. He doesn't need to even do a mashicha. A special halacha.
So one second. Reuven owes, Shimon says to Reuven, you owe me money. So
Shimon
says,
the money?
Don't give it to me, give it to Levi.
Levi instantly, and Levi instantly now becomes the owner of that money.
So Levi doesn't have to give it to Shimon then?
He does. Give me the names. Who's Shimon? Shimon is me?
Shimon's collecting money.
Shimon says to Reuven, Reuven, you owe me money, correct? Yes, I do. Where's my money? It's right here in the bag. So Shimon says, Reuven, don't give me the money. Give the money to Levi. And Levi's in the room.
He's kind of.
Levi instantly owns that money. So that's a chiddush. Because ordinarily, when it comes to metaltalin, Levi would have to do a ma'aseh meshicha.
Hagbah.
Do some type of physical kinyon. Here, Maimit Shloshtan.
That's enough.
Oh, that's on the base. We'll come down in a second. We'll come down a second. I'm going to say, I don't know. We'll come down in a second. On the base. Now, so this is halach of Maimit Shloshtan. And there's a condition, though. What's the condition? When is Maimit
Shloshtan? There's Hagbah. Picks up the money and gives it to him.
No, he doesn't. He's not giving it to him. It's exactly the point. He doesn't have to give it to him. Reuven, where's my money? Here's my money.
Me?
Give it. I want you to, instead of giving it, give it to Levi.
Me?
Even if Levi does not pick up the money.
Oh, he has to pick it up. I got it.
Even if Levi doesn't pick up the money. Ordinarily, how do you acquire something?
When you acquire, you have to pick it up right away as soon as you get it into your hand?
At some point in time.
What happens if it does an hour later?
No, then you're not acquiring it. When it comes to acquisitions, you have to do a Maisa Kinyan. A Maisa Kinyan. If you don't do a Maisa Kinyan, you don't owe nothing.
Here it's an exception. Why?
Oh, on the base. Wait. Before we get to the reasons, let's just get the basic halacha. The halacha is the Maimit Shloshan, even the automatically the money is owned by who? By Levi. There's the condition though. What's the condition?
It has to be in the room.
The money is in the room. Let's say all three people are in the room. Reuven, where's my money? The money is in a Swiss bank account. Okay? I want you to give over the numbers, whatever, however you access the money, I want you to give it to Levi. Nothing doing. It doesn't work. The only time Chazal instituted that Maimit Shloshtan works and it automatically becomes the property of Levi, that's a given. They can see they're all in the same room. No zooming, they're all in the same room. But the money has to be here.
I understand. But let's say it's in a different room.
No.
And he says, Levi, take the money from there.
No. The money, in order for Maimit Shloshtan to work, they have to be present.
Okay.
Now, this is an old halacha. This halacha, we don't need a mission to tell you this halacha. This halacha, we know this halacha. Mamish going back before the Medina. He's laughing. This is an old halacha. An old halacha, this halacha. So we don't need the Mishnah for this. So what's the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that Reuven dies. That's the chiddush. Reuven says
that.
After he says it. That's the chiddush.
And Reuven's inherited.
And he's still coined.
Let me read you what it says here in the Mishnah. Levi's children inherited. No, the one that died is not Levi. Didn't die. Reuven died.
Oh, Reuven.
Let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah seinu oisekes kishomar zois b'mayim etshloshtan ulekach afli achar misas hanoisein tzrichin litin loy esamone sharei kone oisoy b'chayei hanoisein. So the Gemara over here is saying an incredible chiddush. It's incredible. If not for this Mishnah, you would think it's a pelta gazach. Why would you think this?
Let's make it clear. The one who has to pay his debt, he dies?
No.
Shimon, the receiver, who was supposed to get the money.
Correct. Shimon, the receiver, the one that's supposed to get the money. Now, the question over here is, what do you mean? Let's go to the state where no one dies. Everyone's alive. Everyone lives happily ever after. Shimon says, Reuven, do you owe me money? Yes. Where's the money? Right here in the bank. I want you to give this money to Levi. That, and they're all in the room. The money's here.
It's 9:10 o'clock. 9 o'clock, yeah.
right now. No dying yet. Let's forget about dying.
Okay, quarter after nine.
So what is the halacha? The halacha is clear. Levi owns the money, correct? Yeah, so along comes the Gemara now. And the Gemara says a tremendous chiddush. If not for our Mishnah, I would think that the only time we're going to say retroactively, Levi owned the money. You want to say 9 o'clock? Like you want to use numbers? Fine, let's use numbers. It's now 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the morning or at night? In the morning. Nine in the morning. The only time we're going to send, Shimon says to Reuven, Reuven, give the money to Levi. And the money's in the room. Oh, it works. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Reuven does not get around to give the money to Levi until 9:30. Until that. So, question. At what point, on the calendar, at what time in the day did Levi own that money?
9 o'clock.
Oh, but Shimon didn't hand over the money until 9:30.
That's the chiddush of
So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that when Reuven will give the money to Levi retroactively from 9 o'clock. From 9 o'clock, it was Reuven's money. You got to pay taxes.
Oh, the my nafkimena.
What?
That if he says that and Shimon dies,
wait.
He still has to
wait, give wait, 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 wait. What?
What happens if it takes 4 days to give it to him?
Same thing.
Why? My mishloshna means immediately at 9 o'clock it's coming.
But let's say, here's the chiddush, the havamina. Let us say, this the havamina. You're right, that's what you're saying. Let us say he doesn't get around there in the same room. Give the money to Levi.
It's not a promise, it's opinion.
Fine. This is the Hava Amina. Let's say Levi says, aha. Reuven says, okay, let me say something.
Who's Hava Amina?
What?
Who's Hava Amina? The Gemara?
The Gemara.
Okay, go ahead.
And let us say, like what you said, Reuven says, oh, I should give it to him? You know what? I'm leaving. And he runs out of the room with the money. He takes the money and he runs away with the money. Reuven. And he doesn't show up for another month. A month later, they finally apprehend him and he hands over the money to Levi. Okay? Now it's time to do taxes. Time to do taxes. And he has now $1 million. Do we, for the purpose of taxes, let's say you're going to go through the 2023, and during that 1 month, you went from 2022 to 2023. When did you own the money? So the mission over here is saying, well, push-up shot is when you eventually get the money, we're going to go back lima freya. Since the statement was made in 2022, a month ago, and the money was eventually transferred. Oh, so we say that you really had possession of the money a month ago, even though the money was only delivered to you a month later. Lamai nafkamina, what happens if in between the time he made the command, give the money to Levi, and when he actually handed the money over, Reuven died? Oh, Reuven died.
The giver
died. Oh, he died. The whole thing falls apart. After the money was given to Levi, we can now go say retroactively, when the statement was made, when this command was put into motion, that's when the transaction legally happened, provided that the money eventually reaches the possession of Levi in the lifetime of the giver. But let's say, because that's why we need our Mishnah. Along comes our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Mechadesh, a tremendous Chiddush. There's no retroact. You don't need the giver to be alive. The money is his. The money is his immediately, no matter what. Even if Reuven would die.
Dies in between.
It's not a matter.
Without this Mishnah, you wouldn't know that Maimon Shloshim works the way we thought it to work, that it happens at 9 o'clock.
We would think that if the giver dies in the middle, the giver dies in the middle, it voids. You can look at it different ways. The lamas in different ways. But if not for this mishnah, you would think that maimed shloshim will only work if ultimately the money is handed over to the possession of the receiver in the lifetime. Because that's what the mishnah is being mechadish. The mishnah is coming to mechadish. We already know the sug of maimed shloshim. That's what the Gemara is saying. We know. Because the only thing that the mishnah is coming to air that we don't know yet is that he dies. That's the only additional chiddush that is being added into the mishnah. Everything else we.
The only reason you're saying this is because you want to add something that creates this mishnah as a chiddush.
Yes.
So the only reason you can make it, the only way you can make it a chiddush is by adding this point.
Correct. You need the giver to still be alive. You still need the giver to be alive at the time the money is transferred. And if the giver is not alive, then it's not going to work. Why? Because obviously it's holding back. The kinyan is being held back. Along comes this mishnah, the kinyan is complete on the spot.
Between from when he made yes. that statement to leave.
It doesn't make a difference until the money is delivered.
He has to the yashar has to deliver the money. He has to get the money.
He has to still give the money to him, because it's not the maimed shloshim is so powerful. It's chal immediately. You don't need the.
That's not what Rashi
said.
Let's see Rashi.
The maimed shloshim kane ulekamam beforish timea vitzibur beinon. The sover of zved loy omar rav kane ella bevikadin the kane leim kol hechad isay. Okay, that's why it's ziburin. Shema, where is the one Rashi? What are you talking about? No, that's why tziburin. Tziburin is a pikadon.
So that means without this mishnah, you wouldn't know that it has anything to do with pikadon or not pikadon. This mishnah teaches you that it's only when it's the pikadon.
You want to say the chiddush of the mishnah is a pikadon? That's the chiddush of the mishnah?
That's what Rashi
said. B'mayim mishnah kane ulekamam mefarish taima v'tziburin b'inon. No, I don't think so. I don't think that's the point. Because Siburin is not in this mission. Siburin applies elsewhere also. The sugya of Siburin is taught elsewhere. I don't think it's unique to the sugya of Siburin. Let's see. Let's read some lines of the Gemara. Go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the case of the mission? Let's go back to the Gemara. I'm Rav. Manli biyotcha. Tenei oloi. Okay, Rabbi Shol Zev. You see this? The first white line. I'm going back to the first white line. You see it?
Yeah.
Amar Rav. Mon li biyotcha, Ruvain, you owe me 100 zuz. I'm commanding you, Ruvain. Tineu loy leploini, give it to Ploini, give it to Levi. And he says this b'may mitzloshtan. What is the halacha? Kana. Automatically, Levi owns the money, without any ma'isakin, no ma'isin, no ma'isakin.
He's going to even if it didn't get into his hands.
Yes. And Shlomi is saying, what is the chiddush? Because the case of the Mishnah doesn't say in the Mishnah anything about Siburin. It doesn't say in the Mishnah. So you want to go say that's the case of the Mishnah? How am I saying with Siburin? That's the main point. I think the main point of the Mishnah is that he died, even though he died in the middle.
He still has
the case of the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. Tenu mone leish pliny umes. Shlomi, I think I'm right over here. The matter over here is not my Mishloshta. It's not my Siburin. It's that he died. Ruvain says. Shimon says to Ruvain, Ruvain, give the money to Levi. Umes. And then Ruvain dies. Yidnu la'achar misa. He can still give it li'achar misa. Because do not make a mistake and think that the sugi of Maimed Shloshtan demands that the final step of delivery can only take place through the lifetime of the giver.
Yeah.
You don't say that. You say that the kinyan, the transaction is complete there on the spot. It happens to be that the sugi of Maimed Shloshtan also demands the money be tziburin. Okay, that's answer number one. Now we're going back to a new answer. Let's forget about this for a few moments. Our Papa Omar.
He's giving a different answer.
Rabbi Omar. Whole different answer. Let's go back. What's the case of the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush? The case, the Mishnah here says, give a money. So until now, we give a lamdish answer of maimed shloshtan. We learned at least the sugi, a little bit of maimed shloshtan. Now we're going back and giving another answer. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying a chiddush. Tenu money leploini. He dies. Give it liachamisa. Practically, about manoshach. If he's a healthy person, you don't give it. And if he's a shchiv meira, he's a sick person, of course you give it. What's the Mishnah coming to teach that we don't already know? So Rav Papa gives me a whole new answer. Rav Papa Ali Olam B'Shchinera. The case is where the giver is sick. He's ill. He's on his deathbed. Uchiidach Rav. And the Mishnah is teaching you the other halacha of Rav. Diamar Rav Shchiv Meira Shamar Tnu Mone Luploini Minichosai Minichosai. Or he says Mone Zeh Noisnin. It all depends how the Shchiv Meira gives instructions to give away money. If he says give so and so money from this specific bank account, I'm a rich man. I have 37 bank accounts. I have diversified my portfolio. Give him money because you never know what could happen. The banks could fail. Only $250,000 is insured FDIC. So you diversify your money into all the different banks in the country. Give him from Capital One, who no longer accepts deposits. Give the money from this specific bank. Or Minichosai, or you say, true money lepani Minichosai. Or you say Moneze, okay, it's or Tanu Plani Leploini Minichosai.
What's the difference between
Minichosai? No, I think it's all one case. I made a mistake, I'm sorry. Minichosai Moneze from this specific money. Noisten. But let's say the giver says Monestam. Just give find the money. You go do a search online, contact the government to find all my bank accounts
and then he dies.
And give money. Then ain noistin. Why? Chayshinon shema mone cover kamar. Maybe when he said money, you know what I meant. I meant money in the Swiss bank account. Good luck.
Cover
good
means
luck.
An expression. That it's
an expression that's hidden. So we don't know. We look at Rashi. Shem mone cover. Yeishloy bakarka v'ahu hu diovle. So you can't go take money out of his mattress. You can't go into his bedroom. If he doesn't specify where the money is, we have a right to assume that this person has money stashed away in a secret location. And when he said give him the money, he meant from that location. And you have no right to go take money from his mattress. Because we don't know. It's not clear. It's not defined. It's not defined.
We know for sure the money, he's giving him money, but we don't know where.
So that's exactly the Chiddush of Rav. The Chiddush of Rav is that if a person says give him money,
he has to be
very specific.
You mean it's like in front of him, this money or with this?
So what's the case of the Mishnah? Right, so what's
even
the case of the
Mishnah? Even if he doesn't see it, he says the money that's in the drawer.
Right, exactly. So that's exactly what the Mishnah is being Mechadish. The Mishnah is being Mechadish is...
One second. So we're Chayshish Shema, you can have a covenant in verses.
If you don't give money, anyone altogether. The words are bottom of vodol. So therefore follow through. How do you follow through the Mishnah? Ulekach chemed ravis haMishnah dafkik shamois tziburin. Why do we zed sign where the money is tziburin? Because the money tziburin is like saying this specific money. If the money is not tziburin, then when you say give him money leplani, maybe you meant to say give him money leplani from some secret bank account that we do not know about. So the only time the halach is that we follow divrei shchiv meira kichsuvin uchem esum dami is if he specifies exactly which money.
What's the svar behind it?
Because if you don't specify, maybe the shchiv meira was mine was not clear, and in his mind he meant to say give him money from a special account. And therefore we don't know what he's talking about. He did not clarify himself
before
he
died. It, since he didn't spell,
no.
We can't assume.
You cannot assume. But if he specifies, then he specifies.
And
so that's exactly part of the
end off on a good note, it should be Tchias Meis.
V'atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim. All right.
Say something more uplifting.
Thank you for coming and learning with me. Otherwise, I would just fiddle away the whole night.
Very good.
Mr. Ron Goldberg, thank you for coming. Have a good night. Zay gesund. How's your brother-in-law Shlemi? Tonight is 53 days of the Omer. No, 54. 54 days. I'm going to go to the hospital.